8:07, we start off the show by welcoming in Daylene from North Platte Habitat for Humanity. Daylene, how'd the month of November go for you and the crew at Habitat locally?
Oh my gosh, we had a pretty exciting thing happen. As you remember, you've got your calendar.
We had
our Ms. Habitat fundraiser this year, but unfortunately we were not able to have the crowning event where we announced the winner.
I've just
been holding out hope that we could do that, and finally my event committee chair, John Hales, who we all know and love, said, just announce the winner. Come on, put these women out of their misery and let them know who won. So we got to do a surprise crowning for Ms. Veterinarian Kira Kautz at the Westfield Small Animal Clinic. My name was on the appointment schedule, so she thought I had gotten a new dog, and she was all excited. And so I came in with the hot pink hard hat and the tiara and the Ms. Habitat sash and named her the winner. And she had no idea.
What a pleasant surprise for her, too.
It was pretty exciting. What a way to spend your Friday the 13th. You know?
It was. I got the press release, and I was really excited. I thought, what a worthy individual. We had 12 worthy individuals.
Oh, amazing women. I mean, all wonderful ambassadors for Habitat for Humanity. We couldn't have been more blessed. And Kira raised nearly $7,000
for us.
And the women all together raised over $22,000. Considering what they were up against, that was an amazing feat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we feel sincerely grateful to have had all of them working for us.
And interesting, too, and pretty funny that you schedule the appointment with Dr. Kautz, too, thinking, she's thinking, oh, yeah, Daylene's coming in, you know, bringing in a new animal, and then all of a sudden, no, there's the pink hard hat.
Yeah, well, and I had set it up with one of her technicians there, so...
Oh, so did the technician know?
Yes.
Okay.
So Sharon and I were the only ones that knew, and so I was congratulating her on keeping the surprise for us.
That would be a tough job on itself.
Yes, and one of the other technicians said, oh, don't kid yourself, she probably forgot 50 times, so...
Hey, that's one way to keep the secret,
that's one way to keep a secret, is just forget you're doing it. But it was such a treat to get to put that crown on her head. And last year's Ms. Habitat, Lisa Sitta, mm-hmm. Ms. Law and Order, was there and helped us do that. And she also wore her Ms. Habitat sash, which has... it's seen the brunt of many wearings over the past year.
So we were
joking about how Kira's was going to look like that next year at this
look
time.
Look a little more worn.
Yes.
That's all right.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
And so it was awfully fun to be able to celebrate the gals and celebrate Kira on her hard work. But again, like you said, there were 12 worthy individuals. Any one of them could have taken the crown. And... Ashley Miller from Carhartt Lumber, she came in second, and Denise Weiss over at Sand Hills Bank came in third. So they all did a great job. And what was fun is they all did their own fundraising events and ways that they were raising money.
And they got creative, too.
They got incredibly creative. Ashley did the hammer down where she... would take these hammers around and put them in people's yards, and you know, and so they all did stuff that was personal to them, individual to them, and so it was pretty fun to partake in all of that, and it was a good deal.
Is the hunt on for the next round of contestants?
Well, gosh, you know, I would like nothing more than to do that, but can anybody predict the future and tell me if we're going to be able to have something like that? Yeah.
I mean, and we plan ahead, but, I mean, it's kind of a moot point of planning ahead because we have no idea what things are going to look like next week, let alone next year.
No, I mean, I got together with my event coordinator for the lip sync battle. Do you remember the lip sync battle we did last January? Yes, that was a huge success. It was a partnership that we did with RDAP.
Mm-hmm.
Huge success. But are we going to be able to do that again?
Yeah.
You know? And if we do...
We have to do the lip sync battle, even if it's virtual.
We have to do the lip sync battle. That was so fun.
But and that's one that we might be able to do virtual, too.
We might be able to pull that off. But
some of these others, it just... Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Jenga tournament.
The giant Jenga,
and so... We love doing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we tag them as fundraisers, they're more about... awareness building as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to make sure that people are thinking about habitat and the work that we do and the families that we're helping. And the fundraising is a nice bonus.
It is. And there's a more emphasis on the fun, too.
Yes. We want to make sure that the fundraisers that we do are fun for the people that are taking part in it. And down that avenue, I'll let you know that the invitations for our no-show gala are going out next week.
Oh, awesome.
Where it's the perfect fundraiser for a pandemic because you don't have to go anywhere.
Stay in the comfort of your own living room.
Yes, no boring speeches from the executive director.
I don't know if I would say those are boring.
No rubber chicken dinners or anything like that. It's and so be on the lookout for your invitation to the no-show gala 2020.
Awesome. Yeah. Again, Daylene, North Platte Habitat for Humanity, joining us. What do folks have to look forward to in Habitat News coming up in the month of December?
We have a couple of houses that I think Josiah, our new construction coordinator, are going to get wrapped up for us. And,
awesome.
I mean, flooring is going down and... and it's starting to really look like houses now. You know how we reach these milestones where the siding goes up. Okay, now everybody in the neighborhood can see it's a house. And then the drywall goes up. And anybody who goes in can see that it's a house.
Sure.
And now things like flooring and painting and that sort of stuff on the interior are happening. And gosh, it'd be so great to get those families in by Christmas, knock on wood,
yeah.
If we could.
Lord willing.
Yes, Lord willing. And Josiah and his team are pulling together, and they've had a lot of adversity this year. But gosh, you just can't beat a Habitat volunteer.
Absolutely not.
So.
And Mother Nature's been pretty cooperative so far this year, too, especially this winter season.
Yes, we have. Big hugs go out to Mother Nature. We've had very few days that really slowed us down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Josiah was pretty good about planning, so if it's going to be a bad day, okay, we're putting up insulation today.
Sure. Yeah, there's things that can be done while it snows.
Yes, and the families have had opportunities to bring their friends and family and colleagues in to help them with that, and
awesome.
that's what we ran on is volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So bring them on.
Now, Daylene, we do need to wrap up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning about Habitat for Humanity here locally?
I just want to thank everybody for partnering with us and for supporting us. And if you get a chance, swing by and congratulate Kara over at Westfield Small Animal Clinic.
And if folks want to make a donation in terms of time, talent, or treasure, the coffee's always on over at Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a call, 534-6251, or swing by the office at 420 North Cottonwood.
Well, Daylene, it's always good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving, and I look forward to seeing you in December.
Thanks. See you then.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.